week of Talk in Pink, and when we come back, we're going to tell you why we so motherfucking happy. Okay, you...
Welcome to Welcome to Channel 5 News. Evening News. I'm Keita.
What the fuck are we doing right now? Bitch, I can't be on TV like that. I'm the Isaiah Carey factor. I'm uncensored, motherfucker. So if that's what we doing, that's what I am.
That's us.
Hey, guys. Welcome back to another week of Talking Pink. We're super excited. We always super excited, but it ain't fake excitement. Okay, so do you want to tell what happened to you this week? Because we got to do a recap of what happened last week. Oh, shit. Damn. You put okay. the hand in the fuck. Do I need to take my glasses?
Okay. Yeah. Okay. What happened to me this week?
Shouldn't have took a nail polish off so y'all see your hands.
I have to tell y'all my truth.
Okay. Oh, damn. This is deep. Nipples.
So, damn, your nipples about the too? Same time this year, I'm at the same, well, not the same, about the same weight.
Oh,
so
shit.
This time last year, I was preparing to compete in a fitness competition.
Yeah.
And a year later, I'm right back where I was before. So it's like, I feel like I've relapsed.
Mm.
And I didn't learn anything during that process. And like I said, this is my truth. So... now I have to not rewind, I have to restart. And it's going to be difficult. I already know this journey is going to be hard. It was hard before. But I do know that I've learned and I know what the fuck to do. So
F word.
It's just getting started. So fuck everybody.
Yeah, F word.
But I love you. But Keita B is going to be back on the stage this summer.
I might be on the stage, but it'll be a different one.
But that is my truth. I realized.
Damn, so that's how we starting off with telling truth.
Then
and
I
shit?
Failed, and now I just gotta get back. So, Fee, I got you. I'm a represent Pink Room Warriors.
Fuck. All right, well, damn.
So that's what happened to me this week.
That's not all what happened to me, but since we
get
deep.
I had to come to a realization. I just gotta do Keita.
Okay. Well, since we're talking about real shit.
Because this is going to change. This mood going to change, okay?
It is. It always
starts off
this way. We
just being serious right now. We just want to get that out.
Let
y'all
right
know,
now.
Like, you know, we fuck up sometimes. And, you know, we just got to figure the shit out. But
damn, okay, since we starting on a deep note, let me get the base of my voice.
All right. So 2010.
2010?
What was that long ago? 2010. So December 22nd, 2010, I was pregnant and I had a miscarriage. Since we talking about truths. And I know that I don't handle emotion well. I know I didn't really like grieve like I was supposed. All I know how to do is laugh and make people laugh. But I noticed that, damn, this is 9 years since I passed this child. And I don't really know. I mean, I know that it's one less that I have. I know my life would be completely different if, you know, this child would have been here. But this is 9 years. And in a couple of days, it'll be 9 years. So I just wanted to say that to get that off my chest because I know I didn't grieve properly. I know, like, when I told people were really affected by it. And I'm like, why don't I feel the way that they feel? Like, they were like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry. And I was like, you know, I was stressing. You don't understand. Like, I couldn't have. You know, did this. Yeah. To me, I don't think I could have did it. And then I was in a whole nother situation. I got
did
pregnant.
What?
Like, had the baby. Like, my circumstances, I wasn't financially prepared to have two kids.
Are we ever?
I mean, even if you're in a great situation, I know for me, I wasn't prepared. Even if I had that support of a whole nother family behind me, mm-hmm. it was a lot of areas in my life that I know I wasn't ready. So I could say, I wasn't ready. Like, this is too much. And so when I got pregnant with what is my third child, well, my second live birth, I was at a point, I was like, I can't have this baby. Like, me, I don't want to be connected to this individual anymore. Like, sex is great, it was cool, but then it's just like, now I'm going to have to depend on you and more than just penis. Mm. Now I have to, you know, expect you to be responsibly, you know, available to me and a whole nother human being.
You already know that.
So I was like, I think I want to have an abortion. I told my sister. And she was like, yeah, no, you're not going to have an abortion. This is our baby. And I'm like, no, you don't understand. I can't do this. She's like, no, you can't. And you will. And we'll figure it out together. And it's like
rainbows.
Rainbows and unicorns and like rain and Skittles. I don't know. And I was like, I don't think I was prepared. I don't think I could have done it. Mm-hmm. But I mean, 5 years fucking later, you know, my shorty, she here in full effect. And it's crazy because you like, it's really selfish of you to think, mm-hmm. yeah. I couldn't have did this.
Yeah.
Like, I would have been missing, like, don't get it twisted. Kids are fucking hard as hell.
To raise,
But to be selfish in that moment to say your life is going to be too much for me, mm-hmm. you know, it made me, like, really check myself. So, I don't know. That was the realest shit. I still don't really know how to deal with emotion, but.
That's our truth.
That's our truth since we fucking telling truth now.
Thank y'all for coming out.
Exactly.
God bless.
close. Okay. No, okay, but I want to give a recap on what happened last week. So last week, we got our vaginas steamed, and we got our vaginas waxed. And we're going to be talking about this without motherfucking guests. Okay, so what I experienced...
There's a video that y'all going to be watching.
It is a video,
soon,
okay? From the steam and the wax. But what I experienced is something that I was, like, not really prepared for. First, let me tell you about the steam. So it's on a low temperature because, you know, I got an IUD. And I'm like, I don't know if this is really going to be effective.
That
I don't know if it's going to really do shit. Let me tell you about.
Dominating thought. No, I'm just.
She called me a thoughtful thought. Thank you. Thank you, Keto. My pussy is on ridiculous wet. They just looked at me like church folks are tuning in. Okay, mm-hmm. Sister so-and-so, if you don't like it, clutch your pearls and tone the volume down so the kids don't hear. It's on stupid wet. Like, I yes. have a natural wetness already, but it's on, this shit need to be plugged up wet. And with the wax, with the hair being gone, it's like, where the fuck is it gonna go? And so I would just say, read up on the steam that you're gonna get.
Is it the steam or is it the wax?
I think it was the steam. The steam did that shit. The honey
bee. Like, make you wet, wet?
The honey bee did that shit. Like, I was already wet. Like, you know, it's good. And then, so let me tell you, like.
You're right, because I have dreams. Like, wet dreams.
Oh, see? Oh, no, I be dreaming
like
already.
Like, for the past 3 nights?
I could be wide the fuck awake and have a dream.
That's not a dream.
Really. I had a dream. A daydream, okay? pussy being thrown in somebody's face. Okay. And so it was just ridiculous. So I, of course, I had sex. You know what I'm saying? And I was like, babe, how was that? And he was like, I'm not going to lie. I was like, new. I said, new. Like, my shit old or something. Like, what you mean by new? He was just like, it was like a different experience. But I feel like I've shaved before, and I feel like my pussy already wet. So I didn't know what the fuck he meant by new.
So he was in the bed with somebody else. He had to check, like.
Yeah, I mean, no, I was in his face. Who knew who the fuck it was? Don't get it. If we bring in a bitch, let me pick. That's all I'm saying. I want to be the one looking up like, who? Yeah, that's the one I picked. But yeah, it's dumb. It's dumb.
Wet.
It's dumb wet. And then I don't, you know, they go up to the ass. The ass wet. And then we're going to get into that later. That was my recap.
So yeah, we both feel in a certain type of way about the waxing and the steam that we got. My experience, every now and then I have to go to the restroom in a public restroom. You know, we squat. We don't sit.
Listen to what you're about to say.
So every single time mm-hmm. now since mm-hmm. our wax, mm-hmm. It's always piss ended up on the mm-hmm, floor, mm-hmm, mm-hmm, on mm-hmm. the seat of the toilet.
And why do you think that is? Because I've said this before in previous episodes.
Well,
why do you think that is?
Scientifically, with mm-hmm, our science mm-hmm, experiment, mm-hmm. experiment, the hair catches mm-hmm. the residue, uh-huh. which helps it guide uh-huh, into uh-huh, the toilet. Uh-huh, uh-huh. So aerodynamically, the hair pushes, like it's like a waterfall. Like it just say, here you go. Go right there, right there, right there, right there.
So I've said this before, guys. I said when I shave, okay, when there's no hair there, piss goes everywhere. Keita act like she don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. But now she was like, remember that thing you said? When you said it goes everywhere, it could literally go. And I'm like, are you fucking serious right now?
So I didn't pay attention to it before. It may have happened. I don't know. I was delirious. I was going through a fitness competition. So I don't know. I can't remember. But anyway, now that you know that I've had this third waxing, I can see the difference. So
she can see clearly now the hair is gone.
Yeah. So, all right.
Bam. So we got a guest. We just going to fucking get into it because
yeah, we got
I guess
a bomb ass guest. We got it. It's more than special.
We got a what?
A bomb ass guest. A bomb ass guest. Like, boom,
okay,
boom.
Okay, introduce her, because I don't know what the fuck you're talking right now. Like, this, I don't know if this is cable, antenna.
I'm talking pretty.
Analog. Oh, so Netflix
pretty.
Special.
I'm so pretty.
Shut the fuck up. Hello. Introduce our guest.
Okay, our guest is Miss Keisha Hunt, our Houston, our own local comedian.
Yay!
Bomb ass.
Okay,
like, now
all right. Do you want her to open up the show for me? Yeah, we good. She's like, okay, and I'm here. Okay.
Welcome,
Miss Hunt.
Y'all is oh wild, man.
We are.
Thank you.
Y'all should see
Thank
y'all.
Thank you. BTS.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Keisha.
Yes.
Let the people know who you are if
and
they
what
don't
you
know.
Do.
I
know
y'all. Am.
Y'all seen her at the motherfucking improv. Y'all know what she do.
Keep it real. Thank you, ma'am.
You don't know.
Oh, y'all. I like that. I like that. I am comedian Keisha Hunt, H-Town's own. I appreciate it. Award-winning. Yes. Stand up is Miller Time, Comic View, NBC, Last Comic Standing, and a lot of other blessings. So, yeah.
Exactly.
Right. Thank you.
She was looking down, and I'm like, is she reading this?
I'm just high, man. So I'm just
off this vodka.
I'm just off of the CBD for sure. Mm-hmm. Yes,
it's in
CBD.
The glass.
It's the vodka CBD.
It's the oil.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Let me lubricate my throat.
Yeah, that is not
Welcome.
It. No
I'm
TH.
Sorry,
oh, cheers.
Yeah,
cheers. Cheers. Thank you.
Tink.
This is not from your wet, right?
Oh shit!
I don't want to answer that right now.
Okay, thank you.
We don't
I'm
know.
I'm drinking anyway.
I drink it anyway.
Spits hot fire. Everybody can get wet. It's Splash Town up in this motherfucker. So let's get right in.
Right on. Let's go.
So
okay.
Who told you was funny? Like, how did you become?
Who told you your ass was funny?
How did you?
Oh, that's a good
what
question.
What made you want to? You know what? I'm fucking funny. Let me just be a fucking comedian.
You was a class clown.
I was the class clown. But it was my sister, man. She just, I don't know. I think she thought I was a toy or something. And she was like, okay, let's go in the living room and put this on. And let's see if everybody laugh. I was that family member that everybody gathered around. Talking about, look, Keisha, come in the living room.
Exactly.
And so that was where that came from. And I just ran with it.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't like seeing people sad and stuff like that. So I would just get up and try to do something silly.
Yeah.
And make people laugh. And when I got in high school, mm-hmm. my theater teacher showed me The Spartans on SNL. I don't know if y'all watched that.
Is that cable?
I think so.
That's right. Yeah.
No, that's
Saturday
antenna.
Night Live. Antenna. I'm being real pretty right now.
No, I'm being pretty.
Okay, right on.
Not right now.
Right on.
Okay,
but yeah, Spartans. I got bit by that bug, and I wanted to do it. So, but then I went to audition for a play when I was 18.
Okay.
And this comedian named Big 50.
Okay.
Y'all got to meet Big 50, man. She took me to a local spot on Thursday night, and Dick Gregory was in the audience.
Wow.
Front row, my first time on stage.
Okay.
And I was like, what? He finna give me some advice.
Yeah.
He said, you're holding your mic wrong, and walked off. I was like, okay. Appreciate that.
Rest in peace, Dick Gregory.
Rest in peace.
Not like that? Not like that?
No, I was holding it like a rapper.
Yeah, yeah.
And he said, put it on your chin.
Chin toe.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, so I did that like that. But yeah, that's what, and it's, my anniversary is next week, so yeah.
Okay.
Anniversary, yeah. For?
Stand-up comedy, 20 years, man. 20
years? 20
years. 20 years.
So I'm going to be really pretty and try to do the okay. math on that.
Okay,
go
ahead.
And since my phone isn't working
why
right
you
now,
doing?
Keita, can you tell us
right on
right about what age?
Were you?
Okay, okay.
Yeah, 3 years ago, yeah.
Whose age?
No.
Yeah. 20 years ago.
Chintel.
I was 24. That was when I moved to Houston, too.
Okay.
So,
I was 19.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm 39.
Okay.
I'm 39.
39. We was missing you that number right there.
There you go. Because yes. I wasn't holding the, and then you bring that over.
Right on.
That's what I was missing.
Okay. Oh, carry the one.
Pretty. Yeah,
carried. I was being pretty.
No, I was being pretty.
I was being cold. That's what I was doing. Cold.
She was withholding information.
Yeah, that's what I was doing. I'm there.
So, who are some of your. I was about to say athletic.
I
influences.
Yes.
That's what okay. Some of your
my comedy influences. Oh man, I mean my family, man. First off, that's where I write a lot from.
Mm-hmm.
Is my cuz my whole family messed up, man. Everybody had something wrong with them.
Yes.
Every black family is messed up.
Pretty much. So that's where it came from. I was just like, I'm not finna let this stuff keep me down. I'm gonna talk about my paralyzed
right.
uncle and my mentally challenged aunt and my
you
niece.
Can do that?
Yes, I do that.
Can you?
Yes. But some people have a. That's what we want to talk about.
Okay.
Too, that's the one of the questions we're going to ask: how people are changing their format or how they tell a joke based on how somebody else feels about what they're saying. Everybody's sensitive.
Okay. Right on.
So how do you deal with the sensitive? Do they know you talking about them?
They no, they don't. My niece, she's little. She doesn't know. My sister knows, though.
Like,
her mom.
You got me fucked up.
Pretty much. My sister, my niece, she pretty smart, man. She's brilliant to be 3 years old.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So what influence has she had on you?
My niece?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, she was born premature.
Mm-hmm.
And so when she was in the incubator, she lost one of her eyes. So I talk about how resilient she is with her eye.
Okay. So
that's what I do. I ain't going to give it away. But
like, I got my eye on you.
Yeah, she pretty much used it to help us, like, ward off bad vibes, you know? Like the Jehovah's Witness or anything, you know, that's a bad vibe to me. So if they knock on the door, I'll be like, do the eye thing. And she, you know, yeah, she pulls it out. She use it to, you know, get what she wants out of my sister, too. My sister be on the phone and she'll roll it across the floor. Girl, I got to call you back.
Hold on. Yeah.
Wait a minute. I rolling across the floor.
She low-key comedian, too.
Yes. I say, oh, that's pretty smart. Come on. We could use this eye. Yeah. And this is facts, man. And she really did this. She really took her eye and rolled it across the floor. She rolled it.
It's
huh?
a dice.
She shook it.
She shook it. I'm not a marble bitch, but I
lost
my eye.
My knee shook it. I love her. She's very intelligent. She's smart, man. She just was born like that. I don't know. She's smarter than everybody in the family.
How early was she?
She was 4 months early.
Oh, wow.
She was 4 months early.
Tiny, tiny, tiny.
She was little. She was real little.
But, you know, they do say, like, there is some truth in comedy. You tell a joke, you have to get it from some source, and most of the time it's true.
That's why I hold my assholes together tonight.
Yes. I would like to. I mean, if it let loose, that would be comedy in itself.
Right.
I would love that, actually.
I get kicked out of this venue.
I would love that if you.
Y'all feel like I got that smell out? That's a whole week.
If that booty juice would just.
Different type of juice.
That booty
juice.
That juice. Let it flow.
I'm scared to drink, y'all, and I know they don't have nothing to do with that.
Right on. Okay.
If we need to take an intermission, we can take an intermission for you, Rachel. That's okay.
I'm going to just run out. I'm
not right on. Y'all are
excuse
silly.
Me, I gotta,
might have to crawl on the table.
He's going to push me. Scoot up.
Oh, the booty juice.
Don't jump over this way. I'm scared.
Don't be.
So how is it being a triple threat in your industry? You're a black woman.
Come on. Okay.
You're... Okay, you're throwing.
She doing the sign language.
I'm counting.
She doing sign language while you're talking.
You're black.
Uh-huh.
Okay, because I fucked it up. Start you're black.
Right.
One. You're a woman.
Right.
What's the third one?
You're gay.
Right.
Wait. Are we supposed to ask?
No.
because I've seen some of your shows. Some people may think that, you know, maybe she's just comfortable.
No.
Dressed like that. No. So do we ask?
You don't have to ask.
If you are, what is it, time out?
if you like to spill them off. I like it.
You don't like chopping the arms?
No, I don't chop the arms.
I don't know what
you said. Ask.
Two words, syllable. I don't know.
Ask.
Are we playing charades?
Ask.
Got the K.
Oh, that's I forget all. The K too.
We all do.
You don't use KY?
No. I use Astroglide.
Let this girl. Somebody get
I use Astroglide because it's
so
water based.
Release.
Wait. Release. So how is it being a triple threat in your industry in the field?
It's challenging, but I love it. I mean, I love a challenge. I mean, especially
what's the challenges that come with. Because
when I first started my career, of course, it was perceived I was a straight woman. So when I came out of the closet, mm-hmm. it seemed as if my whole fan base was like, no, they left. I had to start over. Yes, I had to start over.
So but what was your fan base consist of? Was it mostly men or
mostly couples or men? Yes, like the hood.
I don't know why men don't act like they want to see.
I don't know. They mad, man.
Trembling.
They mad, man. I don't know. They was like, man, I probably was gonna fuck her, but you know. You know, I don't know. That's probably
so those are the ones in the club. Put them yeah. see you dancing like
yeah, 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 you got yeah, pussy yeah. in them jeans. Yeah. I don't give a fuck what you got on. I don't care. Like,
so you still don't take out trash?
I still don't take out your bitch, no. Okay.
I'm on my period.
Okay. I'm
y'all, take, y'all need to go.
Y'all gotta watch the video.
I'll take it out if I have to. If it means she's gonna withdraw herself from me, then I'll be like, okay, I'll take out the trash.
It's not that big of a deal.
It's not that big of a deal.
I knew it.
Yeah, I'll fight that record.
So, what about the guys in the field, or even the women? Was there some hesitation or reservation to where I don't know if I want to do a show with her? Like,
no, not at all. No, men wasn't tripping. Like I said, only besides the fact that the sexual encounters, that the invitations of that, but no, the women was cool. They was like, okay, we ain't even got to look at you like a female no more. We competing with the females. You cool now. We look at you like one of the dudes. I'm like, I don't know if I want to take that as an insult.
I know. How do you take that?
Like, I'm like, I thank you not.
Okay, whatever.
But I appreciate it.
So how did you come out?
I just came out. I said, and this is my girlfriend.
And they're like, well, we all have some of those. I have three in the back.
Right. That was pretty much it. I just showed it to the people. And I started, my set started changing because now that I'm out, then I'm going to talk about what's really, what I want y'all to know.
So what were you talking about before?
Saying everything. I was talking about my son's father. I still talk about him. Yes, I have a.
You have a child.
With a man, yes.
Oh, yes, that's how that happens.
Yes. I mean, last time I said, a dude in the audience did yell out to me, did you have him the right way? I'm like, what's the right way?
What's the wrong way? Hold on. What's the wrong way?
To have a baby, I don't know. It's only, well, it's several ways. You know, you can have a baby lots of ways, but that way was the way.
So you talk about him a lot. Is it good or bad?
It's neutral.
Okay.
Like, you know.
So y'all co-parent.
Yeah, we do something like that.
Okay, message.
I was checking my live, you know, message. Making sure, see, he ain't no no. Okay. Yeah, we just making sure, because, you know, I got to pay child support and things. You know.
You have to pay child support?
I have to pay child support. You know, so when you start looking like a nigga.
Is this the wrong way?
Finish that.
When you start looking like a nigga, they treat you like one.
But you've always been black.
When you start looking like a dude, they treat you like one.
So I need to grow my hair back now.
Yes, because you going to start paying that child support.
You got me fucked up. If you watching, you got me fucked
Remember
up.
Remember when Holly shaved her hair? She started paying child
is
support,
this
too.
Or is this antenna talk?
Who
which
is one
Holly?
Holly Berry. Cable.
Bitch, if it hit me, I'm going to look at that as a fucking invitation, okay?
Okay.
Yeah. You already wet.
I forgot. I'm gonna take a sip. She put a little sugar in. Okay. You being pretty. Yeah, she being real pretty. I done saw her be real pretty like 3 or 4 times. I be right? catching that.
And
I be like,
just in 20 minutes.
I said, okay. She done been real pretty by 4 times already.
So Holly Berry, you know who she is. Okay, you got it. You figured it out.
Yeah, we're going to move right past that.
Okay. Yeah, right. Yeah.
Are you being child support in real life, or is this a funny moment?
No, this is serious.
It's serious. Why that surprises you?
I talk about it in my show too.
It doesn't surprise me. It scares me.
Why?
Because I'm the working one.
So
I'm not paying child support.
Well, somebody got to help. I said too. Take care of the child for you to pay child support.
That's where you get the support from. Right. I look to you.
I'm right there with you. Let's go.
Who are some of your favorites? Favorite comedians?
Steve Martin. I love him.
Okay.
I love Steve Martin, man. He could write his butt off and he's hilarious.
Yes.
Martin Lawrence, Eddie Murphy, Whoopi Goldberg. Ellen DeGeneres, and I recently discovered, and when I say recent, I mean like 10 years ago.
Okay.
Like Moms Mabley. Like I really just dug off into her, and I was like,
yes.
Because I wanted to know the history of female comedy, and it stops and begins with her. Mm-hmm. So I was like, oh, okay, don't go no further than her.
Yeah. Right. So yeah, she's like, she's a first.
I'm going to like her because she the first.
How old? I mean, like what era was that?
Was that 40s, 50s?
1894, 1900. I don't know. Like it's up like, there. Yeah, it's up there when they was.
She's like with Red Fox.
Nah, she before Red Fox. She's before, like, when they had names like Butterbeans and Susie.
I stand correct.
Sound like some people I know. Butterbeans.
Butterbeans. I can eat me some butterbeans.
But her beans. Don't eat them beans.
Don't eat them beans. Ooh. Now, if somebody, listen, if somebody can't make beans, now all you do is boil the beans.
You don't know how to boil water.
Oh, man. Tell me, don't eat her beans. Like, you just boil the beans.
Wait, is that an innuendo, or are you really talking about beans?
We really talking. I was really talking about beans.
Oh, it could, look at you, pretty ass.
Hey,
could that be an innuendo?
All I need.
I don't know what y'all talking about. I don't know. It sounds like a whole I ain't used yet.
Butter bean. Don't touch that butter bean.
I'm talking about innuendo.
Y'all wave at Rodney Perry.
You innuendet or you innuendo? You innuendet or you? I don't know. I don't know. So who are who are some of the comedians that you just don't like? Or you don't fuck with, or you had bad run-ins, or they not as everybody would make them to appear to be. Can you talk about it?
I wanna make one up because there isn't one. So
you're so kind.
No,
nah,
I am.
So
I'm diplomatic. I can be diplomatic.
You a Democrat?
Yep, pretty much. Okay. Like they've been impeaching Trump, but anyway.
Okay.
Trump is funny, so
yes,
he's hilarious. So I don't like that dude. Yeah, I'll hate on him.
Oh, that's not fair. Nobody likes him.
Okay, I get him.
If he looked different, I might like him. So you're saying if he to look at him.
You just saying if he was brown and not orange, you would like him?
Like, what color would he have to be for us to like him?
Brown with an afro? He would have to be handsome, not necessarily a color.
You don't think he's handsome? Look good. If he grabbed you by the pussy, would you be mad?
I'd be upset.
I don't know what's on it. Exactly. I don't know what's on his hand.
His hand will get lost if
it's a real hand.
I ain't got no hair. You can't grab. You can't hold on.
He'll probably be mad. She's nasty. I need to send her
She's
back across the...
She's a nasty whore.
So y'all just saved the whole tocha. It's just clean?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And half of the back.
Yep.
The way. What was on the table was clean.
From the rooter to the tooter.
From the rooter to the tooter.
Just clean.
Just took it all off.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. When? So speaking of that.
Okay, let's go ahead. Let's get
you. Have you ever been?
Nah, I ain't never
waxed.
I ain't never been waxed.
Have you ever shaved completely?
Yes, I have. But I prefer it not.
I you like prefer to keep, not to,
to have it bald. I don't like to have it bald. It's got to keep.
You don't
I like,
want it to catch a cold.
Yeah, I don't want. I just, it, to me, it just remind me of it. Just little baby coochie.
Exactly.
This guy.
Exactly. Grow the fuck up. I right? Until you get some hair. I've had somebody tell me that.
I need
some
hair.
Because I thought I was cute and I shaved and he was like, you just want to suck my dick? Because I can't do nothing with that.
It's too smooth.
I can't do nothing with that. I like grown pussy. I like pussy back in the day, you know, when you used to look at pictures. And
like
it was
a bush
like
cookie.
Yes. Like you needed to part it. You need to get out a hot comb. Or bush. Dry it straight to get the hair out the way.
Do this.
Yeah, like that. Right. He said, I like grown pussy. I don't know what the, I can't do that.
I like that
so
grown pussy.
So you can go
and
give me some nice little
buddy
you
know, hair.
I don't like how you stroking that now. It's about to fall off the table.
Yeah, you know, I'll be like, you know what I'm saying? Right be good on. To the mic. Okay.
Excuse me. Okay.
The mic is good
so
to
you
me.
Wouldn't yeah. so you wouldn't shave. I mean you wouldn't wax.
No, I'm not saying I wouldn't. I'm just saying I haven't.
Okay.
I haven't.
That's the thing.
It's a new word.
It hasn't. Okay. I haven't.
You can get fluid out. Period. Okay.
With a T, yes, keep them going.
What about a steam? Would you ever do a vaginal? You would.
Have you heard of that before?
Yes, I would do that.
So you want to sprinkle me like?
Nah, I just would do it because I just want to see. I just want to see.
I think you should do it.
Okay.
And it's going to help get probably record it.
Yeah. Get them things out. Yeah.
Yes. Record. Yeah. Yes. It sure will. Get the bad energies out. She's about energy. Okay. And if it's bad energy, she even be like, you got motherfuckers backed up in there that ain't came out.
I believe
that. I'm like, probably so. Probably you right. But she's about, you know, releasing the energy.
Okay, for sure. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, release. you gotta get that out.
Yep. Okay, it's cleansing. It's a cleansing for you. For the vajayjay.
Okay. What about ass rip?
Who, the what?
What?
Because you know they go up.
No, I'm
okay. You can't just stop at the lips. That's not a thing. That's not a service. I asked. I said I'm fine with the hair.
She
on my
said
ass,
she didn't want to wax anyway.
Yeah,
she said really steam. Did. She don't want no wax.
I mean, now that you're talking,
she was like, I guess we could do that. Go on, get that up there. Leave that there.
That out. Yeah, I would. Yeah, get it all. Just get it all out. Okay. All of that. Like, I mean, brown booty hole, hairy booty hole. Yeah, you can wax it.
You can. You can bleach it, too. Would you ever bleach?
I would. I'd try all that shit.
Really? Yeah. You seem fun. Let's go get a piercing.
I would do that, too. I would do that, too.
Do you have piercings? Okay. Do you have piercings?
No, but I thought I dated a chick who had that clit pierce. It was amazing.
I've known a chick.
Okay, that didn't get in the way of anything?
No.
Who not had?
Did it vibrate?
No,
it
let me tell helped. Y'all. Let me tell y'all this.
Okay.
It was vibranium or something. It was made out of the ring was made out of vibranium.
Yeah, it was something like that. Stainless steel. So
you got marble in
okay,
your
pussy? So okay, you know how they have the Kappa Beach weekend.
Yes.
Freaking
I remember
old
those.
School, yes.
Yeah, you ain't gonna do this shit with your good ass.
We had Daytona Beach.
Oh yeah, we're racing. Right? That's not
no. racing? No, ma'am. No. Daytona Beach. Okay. So I went with a bunch of girls from my school. So we all decided we're going to drive to Florida from Mississippi and go to Daytona Beach for the weekend. Ooh, we had a great time.
Did y'all fuck?
So one. No, each other. I didn't do that.
Well, then you didn't have a great
time. Yeah, now we're talking.
I didn't. I'm sorry. I was square. But not your kind of square. Not the box. Yeah. So this girl decided she wanted to get her lips pierced. So I was like, you're going to get your lips pierced? Why would you get a ring on your lip? I don't care. She's like, no, not those lips.
You're talking about like, that
monkey. Yeah.
How much skin did she have? Will
she
let me?
We got there on Friday. I missed it. We got there on Friday. She did it on Saturday. And it was like, it took like 15, 20 minutes. So
do that?
I didn't get a chance to see up close. But I was on outside waiting room. But they just pierced one side and then the other side, like real fast.
You
it
got
was
me fucked
just
up.
Like that.
You got me fucked up. So it's two separate piercings, each lip.
Yeah.
No.
So she got that done. We was like, oh, that's all it was? Okay, did it hurt? Yeah, it hurt a little bit. It stung. I was like, oh, okay then. So we was like, okay, well, let's go. So we go and she's walking and she can barely walk. Like, you gonna be okay? Yeah, I'm good. So we having fun. We on the beach. We trying to have fun. She's like, I think I'm going to go back to the room. You wasted a whole day just so you can get your lips pierced. Now you can't even fucking have fun.
Man.
Oh.
But yeah, she said she was hurt for about 2 days. So that was a whole fucking weekend. I'm like, why'd you do that? We could have waited on Sunday and then you could have just.
Did it on the way home.
Exactly.
Been on a ride with them swollen lips.
Because you couldn't do nothing. Of course, she couldn't have sex. And she just got her lips pierced.
I mean, did she get it close to the vagina hole?
It was right there by the clitoris. So after it heals, her anticipation was that just by walking, she could have an orgasm.
I believe her.
Really?
Because when you're walking and you got the ring on there and it's moving and it's just tickling.
So does the click go in the ring? I guess I don't understand. It seems it's a place right to put around. Your keys.
Yeah, it
it's
do.
Right around the clitoris. So it's like right there at the lip, right there at the clitoris.
I mean, I guess it depends on what kind of clit. Does she have a hanging clit? Like, I don't understand. It's a jingle bell.
It's a jingle bell.
It's like tapping it.
It's just
daily.
Tapping it. Oh. Yeah.
All day.
All day long.
Imagine somebody doing this on
all
your
day.
Yeah, exactly. I'm imagining myself. Like saying, come here.
All
so
day.
It's like fighting fingers.
Yeah. So fighting playing the flute.
That sounds like fun all day.
Lizzo.
Lizzo on that pussy. Lizzo on that pussy. Hey, Lizzo on that pussy. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Okay. We're so going to take a small break. Oh, okay. I got to go wipe my forehead. So does Keisha.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Like, share, subscribe, rate, date, mate, plates, talking pink. Follow us on all social sites. Chia on Twitter, pink. On Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. Donate to our Patreon.
There you go.
Fucking donate, okay? Stop fucking inboxing, bitches, and fucking subscribe and fucking donate. You want to mate? Fucking donate, okay? So we can get this pussy.
Let's go. Welcome back to the Channel 5 News.
Oh my God.
I'm your host, Keita.
And I'm your hoe, Rachel.
How much is it in
front? My girl.
Y'all is wild.
Yeah.
We try not to be. I try not to
exactly.
be.
Exactly.
I'll be holding it in. I have my inner whore inside.
Inner whore?
And yeah.
Yeah, we all do.
My hoes be coming out.
Nah, I keep
the hoes
mine.
Come out at night.
All day.
So are you in a relationship?
No, I wish I was.
Why do you wish you're in a relationship?
Because it's the holidays, you know, the nostalgia of the holidays. I wouldn't mind having someone next to me, you know.
I don't celebrate the holiday.
Me neither. It's just
I don't celebrate the holiday.
Me
can't
either.
Stand this holiday. I'm not a Grinch.
You're not a
Scrooge.
Okay.
But I just don't see the importance of this holiday. That's all.
Me either. I don't celebrate it.
If you're going to give somebody a gift, give them a gift on a random day when they don't
expect it. I'm just saying.
Money.
Like
don't March 10th.
Don't let somebody tell you. Is that your birthday?
I love you today.
I just named a day.
Look.
Today is August 1st, and I just want to tell you I love you.
Exactly. Right. Here is a box of Godivas.
I like
love
it.
You.
Thank you.
Right on.
You are important to me.
So y'all don't celebrate Christmas?
Mm-mm.
No. None and do we have children?
Mm-mm. Okay.
Mm-mm. I send them away.
Okay.
That's our gift to each other.
Exactly. Yes. The gift of giving. Take their ass. Thank
yes.
you. Thank you. Love I'll you be guys. Back.
Okay, I can dig it.
So is your child young or older?
I have a son. He's 15.
Damn.
Yeah, he's 6 feet.
How you feel about that?
I'm weird. You know, he...
So you got to talk to him like this?
Exactly. I do. He do little stuff.
Like, you better sit your ass
don't
down.
Don't be disrespectful.
Yeah.
Don't be disrespectful.
No, he disrespectful.
Sit down so I can slap the fuck out of you. Yeah, I do. I said, who are you talking to? Sit down. Wait, get your phone, motherfucker. Because I know you heard what the fuck I said.
Exactly.
So
that's exactly what happens.
He talks down to you.
Yeah, he do.
Because he's taller.
Because he's taller.
Is he done growing yet? Like, at no. What age do they stop growing?
21.
Are yep. you fearful of having a young black son?
Yes, I am. You asked that, and I think about that daily because of systematic racism and things that's going on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at 17, he's going to become a statistic.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think about that. You know, that's in 2 years. Mm-hmm. You know, most people are thinking about what car they're going to get their teenage son.
Right.
I'm thinking about how to protect him in society. You know,
right.
especially with social media is such a monster. You know what I'm saying? So I got to start there, you know, because of the brainwashing and stuff like that, that I let him draw himself into. So I'm trying to figure out ways to protect him from that first before outside society gets a hold of
exactly.
him.
Exactly.
You know?
Because
I
selfishly, not to cut you off, but I wanted a son. I have two girls.
Okay.
And I'm like, I selfishly, I'm like, oh, I need a boy. I need a son. But then you also have that fear of, my son could be the next person that's flashed across the TV.
Yeah. You know? Hashtag.
And that's fearful. So I my heart goes out to women and men that are parents of boys, especially young minority boys, because you could
There's
just be in the wrong place
fear
at the wrong time. So it's definitely a different fear.
I have girls, too, and I have a 17-year-old stepson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I don't get a chance to spend a whole lot of time, which I kind of hate. But I do have that fear that, you know, that something could possibly happen.
Right.
And that you're not prepared for.
Right.
And, you know, and like being stopped by the police.
Right.
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 I think about
and
that.
How to handle that.
Exactly. Like, how do you have you had that conversation with him about, because you don't want to have that yes, ma'am, yes, sir. Conversation.
No.
You don't want them to be fearful. You want them to be educated enough to know their rights, but then also not appear to be combative to right. where you know so much. Oh, now you just making a mockery of me.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I've had those talks with them, but those talks change because the dynamic of the energy of society changes. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, once I have this conversation with them about how to be when you start driving and when you're walking home from school.
Exactly. Yeah.
Or when you're walking from the park with your friends, it's right. going to change when you start driving. It's going to change when you start owning a business, mm-hmm. if that's what you want to do. Mm-hmm. But the conversations change daily with him, especially... I'm giving him a different perspective than his dad is, too.
Right.
You know, I can't teach him, so I think, how to be a man. I can only teach yeah. him how to treat a lady mm-hmm. and be and mm-hmm. be that type of man in society. So, yeah. But that only goes so far. I mean, with yeah. the police, that's a whole nother, that none of monster. That is none exactly. of that matters.
Because yeah.
none
when of that matters. Younger, we didn't have social media.
No, it's a monster, man.
It is. And my daughter is like, I want to do this. I want to have my own YouTube channel. I want to have TikTok, and I want to. No.
Me too, but
no. I'm just like, yeah, you funny, boo. Yeah, you can dance, but yeah. no. Like, no, I right want now. You to just live and be a kid.
Be a kid.
And just enjoy.
But
being
what's the
a
definition
kid.
Of that today?
They well, the kids it's don't apparently, go outside.
Apparently, is yeah,
like
they
we did.
Yeah, yeah, like we were forced to be physical and be outside.
Yeah, be yeah. active. Yeah,
they don't know what that is. They
like, I don't. I mean, are we going go somewhere? Are we going
exactly.
to the car?
Exactly. Oh my right. God, I hate
Everybody's
to hear
like,
that.
Why are we outside?
Go put some clothes on. Are we going somewhere?
Right. No, go outside.
You going outside?
Exactly.
Go outside. Lock the door behind them.
Exactly.
Make them have to knock to come
See,
in.
See, it was a lot different when I was growing up because we went outside when the lights came on.
Right.
And so.
Right.
Me too. It was almost like you're not going to be influenced by other motherfuckers.
Right.
Because they're inside at that point. Right. So yep. it's like, all right, go outside. Right. Nobody's out there. You want me to catch fireflies and be my friend? Like, I don't know what the fuck you know. My sister was like, fuck it, I'm going. I said, nah, I'm
going to get a chance to go
here.
Any other time. I'm going to go
I'm just
now.
Saying, fuck that shit. I'm staying here.
Yeah.
Watch you from right. the window like we've been doing all
right. Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's been the conversation with
So you
with
can't
my
just
son.
Have the sex talk and that be scary. It's the whole.
The sex talk was easier, though. As
how,
I mean,
so?
Because I'm still trying to, it's just a hard conversation with the about the systematic racism. Mm-hmm. But when we talk about sex, like, he's come to me about the size of his penis, and I'm like, I don't know what to say. I can't tell my son, you working with something. Like, you got
Is
it. She gonna
gauge?
Like,
go
I don't know.
Get the purple book.
Right.
Tell you whether you got something or
it's
not.
Like, mama, just one time, just, I'm like, I don't want to see that.
I don't, right, you
so
don't want to
do
look
know
like.
If he is or if he isn't?
Having So yes. his voice changed, and I'm like, maybe he got him some, or maybe he stuck his fingers.
Oh, is that a thing?
I don't know. I'm thinking it is. I'm hoping it is. I'm hoping it is. And then he started getting a few little like acne spots, like me. I saw, maybe that's hereditary. But then again, maybe he had some and didn't have any for a while. So
okay.
I'm just trying to piece it together. So I asked him one day. I said, "Have you had?" He says, "No, ma'am." I'm like, "Okay."
Do you think he's just saying that, or do you
nah,
think
we're
he's
pretty,
telling the truth?
No, nah, me
he's
and
pretty
him,
comfortable talking to you about
yeah,
it.
I made it to because he lives with his father, so I need
okay.
him to tell me what's going on in his life.
Okay.
So I made it real open for him to talk to me about anything. Like the stuff I'm telling y'all now, that I can't believe the internet knew it. His father's gonna find out. Now.
Oh shit!
he gonna
not
be like,
following
Damn.
You tonight.
Yeah, it's not going down.
I'm gonna have to get more money since he know all this shit.
Please don't. No, turn this off. Okay, turn it off. It's over.
Go ahead.
Please don't.
Talk
no modification,
freely.
Sir.
Shut it down. Shut it down. Shut it down.
I love you, sir. I love you, sir. I don't love no other man but you, sir. Okay. Please don't. No modification. Let's not do
years.
That.
3 years. Oh. Yeah. Every 3 years.
3 more years.
It's coming up. 3 years. Oh, shit.
But yeah, I got a teenage son. Yeah. His son. Yeah. Hopefully he'll be as tall as his dad, but I doubt it. His dad's 6'9".
And he's what right now? 6 feet?
Mm-hmm.
Even?
Oh, he on his way.
Almost. He almost.
Oh, my God.
He almost anywhere. 15.
That's pretty. That's like, right. Do you go places and older women try to talk to him and you like, wait a minute.
No.
That's my baby. Back the fuck up, bitch.
I will probably
Queen,
act
I'm sorry, I don't
just like that.
Yeah.
I pray to God that don't happen because I probably would do that.
Yeah, I mean, you look like you're one of his friends. Like,
that happens
really
a lot.
Young, and they be like, so who your friends talk? Like, do people try to go through
Is
him?
Is that your brother?
Yeah.
It's my motherfucking kid. Yeah.
They be like, let me see your titties. I'll take it off anyway.
Yeah.
832.
Okay. Right on. Right on. You are silly, man. Oh, my gosh. Like, when comics, when something is really funny, it's hard to get the laugh out.
Of a comedian.
I'm probably going to laugh even harder in the truck going home.
She did say
so
that.
So do you have to tame your laugh when you go on stage? Like you should. You realize that your stuff is funny. Like
your stuff is funny as fuck.
I'm working. Yeah. I mean, I'm very, a lot of man. I have trouble with accepting that. You know
why?
Because I want to be better. So I'm like, I don't even pay. I got tunnel vision.
You're
so
right.
I got tunnel vision. So if somebody tell me it's funny, I'm like, but did they? I'm gonna try to be funnier than that, because if they think that's funny, then wait till they hear this.
Yeah,
this is me.
Always trying to get better.
Yeah.
So do you ever say something and then be like,
get
like
nothing?
That was supposed to be funny. Like that was funny to punch me. Punchline. Are you a writer or do you just it's just
I freestyle?
So you isn't that hard to do though?
Yeah.
No. No, it's not. They used to call me Fresh and Hot too. But that's how much Fresh and Hot, because they'd be like, here she go with a whole nother 30 minutes we've never seen before. And I'm just having fun, man. I'm having fun with the people. Like you said, energy.
Yeah.
That's a major part of it. I could have a whole set that I'm going to do, but the energy in the room is telling me something different. I'm gonna just do that away and give them what they can, because it's not for me. What I do is not for me. It doesn't belong to
it's
me
therapy.
it's a spiritual thing. It's a gift to give to the people, and then when they give me the laughter back, I gotta give it back to the gods, and then I'm done. You know, so other than that, so I just want to make sure that I give them what they came to get from me,
right?
And a lot of times that set ain't it. I just want to have fun with the people, and I do.
That's good.
And it's hard for people to find what they love and do it as a profession.
You weren't fearful, like originally when you got started? Like, man, I'm scared.
I don't know how to do nothing else. I've been entertaining all my life, and I've been trying to make people feel joyous all my life. That's been my
thing. That's a great gift.
Like, making people feel good.
Yeah.
Like, my uncle was paralyzed from the neck down. Mm-hmm. And I just would try to make him laugh.
Yeah.
Like, I would hang on his arm. I'm like, can you feel that? Like, of course his arm wouldn't go no further than this. Like, this was it. And I would hang on his arm, go, can you feel that? And he would just be laughing at me. I'm like, okay, this is my thing.
Yeah.
My thing is just be silly.
You didn't think that you was healing him in some way so he could feel it? He playing, y'all. He could feel it.
He probably could. He probably, you know what? We used to be so stupid, man. We used to go break a switch. Put it in his hand, cock his hand back, and bend over like whop. He used to whoop our ass.
He used to whoop our ass,
so and he was
working.
It was paralyzed from the neck down, and this is all he could do. And he would whoop our ass with that
just
little.
Just like that.
But that's respect.
Yeah, exactly.
That's
yeah.
love and respect that we would go to that bed and let our paralyzed uncle whoop us like that, even though he couldn't chase us.
Yeah,
we had to go break our own switch. We'd be trying to break the little switch. No,
exactly.
go get a bigger one. You know?
You ain't gonna be able to hold it if I go.
I'm coming back with a branch. Go get a smaller one.
I'm gonna fuck you up when I get one. Watch.
Wait till you give me the right one.
But I finally got him one. Now cock my hand. Pop. You know,
you so
whooping
you
yourself.
You
whooping your own ass. But it's the respect we have for him. It was the love. We were so poor. We didn't know we was poor. We were so filled with love. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know what that feeling is.
You should have been poor with us.
I mean, I would have had a good time if I was.
You would have had a shiny forehead now.
I was too busy just dreaming about being happy.
Lord of mercy.
Oh my God. I was like, and I had a dream, and Daddy was nice to us, and we each had our own room. It was silly, the shit that made me happy.
Man.
She would wake up and be like, what did he say this time? Like, and he said, go outside.
You tell him.
And he let you go outside in the daytime with other kids. He was like, yeah, that's good.
You had to
tell
go
him
out
about the teddy bear.
I want to hear about the teddy bear.
What teddy bear?
Never mind.
Oh my God! Did I do that on camera? Did I do that on camera? I did not do that on camera.
I did not do that on camera.
And we're not gonna do it right now.
Okay. The teddy bear, something serious. She getting emotional.
God. Yeah.
I want to hear about it. Though.
I had a teddy bear.
Uh huh.
Teddy Ruxpin.
Did she fuck the shit out of Teddy? Did she fuck the shit
Wait
out of Teddy?
Minute.
Did you fuck Teddy? Did you fuck Teddy? You fucked his box out.
Not
broke his box. That motherfucking box blew out. You fucked Teddy right there with that wet ass pussy. I know that box blew out.
Teddy Ruxpin.
Teddy Ruxpin telling Ted now. You turned Teddy Ruxpin.
So you just.
That's why Teddy Ruxpin ain't up.
That clit. She done turned Teddy Ruxpin into Ted. He a movie star now. That's what happens when you get teddy bear's pussy, Mike.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
About that movie.
When you get teddy bear's pussy.
See, that's why I don't need to be fucking drinking. Because I didn't remember ever telling that fucking story.
You don't remember telling that
She's
story?
She's about telling the story about the... What the fuck? Oh, my
I
gosh.
Feel like
that
read
is
my
hilarious.
Diary or some shit. Don't be...
Oh, you need to do. I would. You need to film that. You need to tell us the whole.
No,
get in the confessional.
No, I want a confessional.
I will watch that a million and one times.
I did.
Tell the story.
Okay,
Ram.
I did. There no, was a bear, and his nose was hard.
You gonna read it?
And we could tell our bears apart because one was dirty.
He had a crusty nose. It looked like he'd been snorting cocaine.
So apparently, you know, you don't know when you're younger. You don't always take a bath. And I just used a rat bug out of a teddy bear's nose, and that was how it happened.
The end.
Exactly. Damn, I need today's a great day to wear a baseball cap. I'm gonna be like,
oh man,
what the fuck, Kita?
Get on it. Oh my gosh,
you
that's hilarious.
Get on it.
So we're at that time where are we gonna take a, what is it called, first glance, first
at
look,
first glance,
take, at first take.
Oh shit,
first glance, first
get
look.
Get it.
Oh, get
at
what?
First glance.
You gonna snap your fingers? I thought genie.
We back. Okay. Ooh.
Okay.
Sexy.
Wait a minute. Is that a man or 200. Woman?
200. The average number of calories burned after 30 minutes of sexual intercourse.
So I should be small as fuck. Because I could go.
No, because you eat afterwards.
Oh.
You didn't work so
eat what?
Hard.
What you selling? Okay. Is that true?
That's true.
Are we playing true or false?
No, that is true.
Pass. That's true.
I've heard that, but
so
I didn't know.
Eat right after?
I didn't know the number, but I've heard that, you know, having sex is one of the best ways to
so why
burn calories.
Stuff?
Huh? Because you're eating the wrong stuff. Diet is 80%.
What you selling right
Physical
now?
Activity is 20%.
You selling, right, you selling something?
I'm selling you something.
You got something for me to eat?
You hungry?
I could eat. Since you offering. Now we're going to go to the next clip. Hopefully one of her lips don't. Oh, she's tiny. Oh.
The average man has 11 erections per day and 9 erections at night.
Do you believe this?
Well, you know, I saw this Netflix
you saw this
special
guy
Game Changer. Okay. Shut up. Stop putting words in my mouth.
Mm. That's all you want?
Game Changer. Like, if you eat well.
Mm. You erect longer?
You have more erections during the night. Yeah.
Hmm. Do we get erect? Do you get erect?
Aroused.
Oh, okay.
Aroused. How do you say it? Aroused. 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 Okay. What do you think about that, Keisha?
I get erections. I just leave them outside in the truck.
Do they have batteries?
No, mine don't happen. No, I don't like the suction cup kind.
Is it gel?
Mm-mm. I don't know.
Is it glass?
This is antenna talk to me. I don't know what she's talking about.
Okay, no,
she knows. She knows.
I mean,
she knows.
My textures.
She knows.
Does it have extra skin?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it does?
Mm-hmm.
You want it with extra skin? I don't think they make
them. They don't make them like that. Oh, my gosh. Okay. They do not make them like No, they do not make uncircumcised with
okay,
it.
Okay.
What?
Can we go to the next?
Thanks to repetitious core movement, some people are able to orgasm while working out.
Is this true? Is this true? This motherfucker,
three.
Tell your story. Tell your story since you was calling me out about fucking Teddy Ruxpin. This motherfucker can sit in a chair and rock herself to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All they got to do is twerk.
Really?
Yeah. Just like do this right here. It just depends on what I'm wearing. Like if I have on some jeans or if it just depends on where my crotch of my pants are.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's in that position, I just go back
and
forth.
Position?
Oh, that's gay sex.
Like
pretty much. That sounds like trembling. Okay.
Yeah. So yeah.
Click to click.
Just twerk back and forth and
that's
there
what
you
I've
go.
Seen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is this true?
Tribbing, yes.
What is it called?
Tribbing. Scissoring.
Oh,
okay.
Scissoring. Yeah, that's I mean, you're rubbing two clits together.
Yeah.
So that's basically, and if you're doing it right, yeah,
exactly.
Buddy.
Oh, wow.
Exactly.
And you're doing
you're
it right.
Just now said it, because you've been saying, yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, buddy, because, you know, in the messages.
That's my
yeah,
stuff.
Buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah,
buddy.
That's how you say it. Yeah,
at,
buddy.
I'm just going to keep on looking at this indention. And
yeah.
Yeah, because that forehead. See it right there? All right.
Oh,
there we go. Okay. Merry
that's
Christmas.
That's real.
There are about 100 million acts of sexual intercourse a day globally.
Hmm.
100 million?
How many people on Earth?
100, what,
it
like
don't matter.
6-8 billion people?
You really gonna do the math?
No,
I can't do math.
I wish I was a part of that 100 million.
Do you?
Yeah.
Daily?
Daily, yes, daily.
Daily.
You don't
so
want
you
it daily?
You got that much love to give?
I do.
You get a nut, you get a nut, you, yes. get, a, you get a nut, you come back again tomorrow.
I think I've mastered exactly. it, yes. I can give
nut giving?
Yes.
A nut that keeps on giving.
I can do it daily, yes.
How you give nuts?
I could do.
What do you do?
You just separate the lips.
That's one way.
You dip down, get some more juice.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, that's how you. That's how I do it.
You use a little tongue too. Yeah. Yeah, like that.
Get some wetness.
Okay, yeah.
I can't see it.
You, do it up.
Table talk. So you separate the lips.
Okay, yeah.
Third.
Yeah, like
you
that.
Dip down there, get some juice. Third again. And you're done.
Yes, that's exactly it. Bravo.
The best sleep of your life.
Does it take 2 minutes?
Literally. It depends on if I watched a movie or had a thought first. It could take 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. I like when somebody coming in the house and then you be like, oh, I got to hurry up and get it. I'm like, oh, my God. And then you're like, let me pretend like I sleep. But my pussy wet, so if you want to come in, there you go.
Oh, my God.
He's wet, wet.
That wet, wet. Let me drink some.
Drink that wet.
We got another one. Another one.
Okay,
and another one.
We only get 3 weeks.
We have reached our limit.
Really?
No, no daily orgasms.
Oh, we talking about the pictures.
Oh, no. We can talk about daily orgasm. Yeah, let's stay there. So, this is Miss 22.
Hi, y'all.
You want to explain? So, she's had 22 orgasms.
Damn, she didn't give me 2 seconds again.
In one. I don't even know what you would call this. One day?
One sexual encounter.
Yeah. Before, and she married him. So, okay. There you go.
Yeah, you go.
You know what?
There you go.
Okay, yeah. I can dig it.
Yeah.
That dude should give lessons. He should, like, teach a class.
He's so much, good evening, class. Wet her whistles and spit on her dicks. Okay, so what you want to do is work up a good stroke first.
Oh, my God.
Like scare him. Yeah, 22 times and one. That's selfish as fuck. That's almost like assault. I would call the police for her, but she looked that like she enjoyed it. And when 22? She originally said it, we thought it was over the course of her relationship, and it wasn't. That was just that one time. Day. And if you need a way out, you just blink. She's like,
how did your body
open, bitch?
How did your body feel after that?
Exhausted.
I'm tired.
Yeah. Exhausted. She slept for about 3-4 days after that. Called in a couple of times.
One more day weekend. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's when I got pregnant with my daughter too.
Damn.
Oh, that's
that weekend.
Damn. That's something. Do you want more kids?
No. You talking about the right way? No.
Okay. So what's the wrong way?
I don't know the wrong way.
Is there a wrong way?
I don't know. But no, I don't want. If I decide to get married, or if I get married and my wife, she wants kids, then I would do that.
So how would you do that? Like, would you ask somebody to?
Yeah, I would ask somebody to do it. Ask or adopt.
How does that?
I would really want to adopt though, because it's not a lot of black people that are adopting, and so the white people getting our kids.
And they teaching them
right.
Buffoonery.
Yeah. Right.
So I would rather adopt than.
Is marriage necessary?
No, marriage ain't even necessary. I'd be like, you with it? Okay, let's do it. That'll be my thing.
Okay, so.
Commitment.
If you guys, would you pay child support if it doesn't work out?
Yeah, unfortunately. I know how it go to.
Oh,
so.
Shit, you like.
This is like a prequel. I hope we ain't jinxing myself.
No.
What's your energy saying?
Am I gonna meet a bitch
that's gonna put me on child support? God, damn,
no problem.
That'll be fucked up. First of all,
that'll be
she's not okay.
She's not
be with you.
Yes, she is. I feel whoever she is, and I hope she know how to wipe my forehead.
She gonna be like this, babe.
Yes,
you good. Keep talking.
Right on.
She gonna be light hand. There you go.
Righteous.
Are you color? Does color matter?
At first, at first, like maybe like 20 years ago, yeah.
So you can only be with like what? Like
light
no,
skin.
I mean like culturally, this color.
Oh,
like white,
like,
yeah, Asian,
like race.
I'll date other melanated people. Yes.
I don't know what that is.
Oh, stay black, my people.
Oh, yeah. N-word.
Or, I mean, you know, I'll date an Asian lady or a Hispanic lady. Or
have you ever been with one?
No.
I mean, had sex with one?
No.
What just black I woman. Think she meant, she heard, she knew what
yeah.
she
oh, okay. I ain't never bust them down, no. Nah.
What about busting them up?
No, nah, I ain't never bust them up either. Asian women, no. Nah. I want to.
Why?
Huh. I just bust them up.
Yeah.
No, not fight them. You talking about fight? We lost.
No.
Okay. Sexually.
Yeah.
Oh, because I just want to. I just want to
have that experience.
Yes.
Do you think they're flexible?
Mm-hmm. I just don't know. I want to know.
Say you want to eat a pretzel.
I pretty much. Yeah. Come tell me down.
Put that one there.
Come tell me down. Yes.
There you go. Good night.
Do that right there.
Okay. Really quickly.
Okay.
Have you ever been a squirter?
Yes.
And how was that?
That was amazing. I was confused at first. I was like, I don't know if this is pee-pee or if this is a win.
Could you be in an aura-only relationship?
No. I cannot.
She said no.
I cannot.
Yeah, that's a deal breaker now.
That is. Yeah. Man, she went back telling people, man, I feel like I was on a cloud. I was like, okay, I made her feel like she was on a cloud.
What happened to her?
She still be calling.
She be calling me.
She be calling me. What's up, girl?
No. Well, we're past our time, and we would like to thank Miss Keisha Hunt, comedian.
Thank you.
Very fabulous.
Where will you be on December 26th?
December 26th at the Houston Improv.
Yay!
It's going down. Thank you.
Check her out. Yes. Her handle is up there. We want to thank you for coming by.
Thank you so much, Keisha.
Thanks for having me.
And we'll see you guys next time.
Appreciate
it.
Bye, Pinkies.